Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I want to ask kind of a weird question. I didn't plan to ask this morning, but I just want to ask this. Most of the folks that have been coming out here have been coming since the first Sunday in November. Believe that? It's almost been a year. Getting close. Okay. I just want to ask this. With that, do we have a little bit of trust with you this morning? I mean, do you trust we love you?
Yeah,
everybody trust that? Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I really, just standing there, I felt like having a conversation with the Lord. And I just want you to know the sound's out this morning. You can see that. We had problems this morning. I want to tell you honestly what I think that is. I think that's the attack of the enemy.
Yeah.
I think this morning he doesn't want you to hear what what God has to say to you. And so if you have to even scooch in a little closer, because my voice may give out, I want you to do that, because I really believe, and I want you to trust me in this. This is where I believe God's telling me that He's got a word for us this morning. Okay? Everybody good with me? Everybody can go there? Say they believe, they trust?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. I want to pray, and let's clear our hearts and get ready. Jesse just sang some beautiful words about how God's delight is in us. No matter where you're at, no matter where you come from, no matter what's going on, God's delight is in you. That's an amazing thing to think about. I just want us to think about those thoughts as we pray this morning. Father God, I don't know why, but you gave me the image this morning as Jesse just sang that last song of times when I was a little boy. I can remember back being scared at night, being scared of the dark or scared of whatever was under my bed or any of those kind of things. And I remember a loving mom that would come and sing or come and talk, come and share words of comfort. And Father, that's just the picture I got this morning over our troubled hearts, that God, your delight is in us, that you sing over us, as that verse said that Jesse sang this morning. And so, Father, it's my prayer that if there's any troubled hearts this morning, any scared hearts this morning, any anxious hearts this morning, Father, that we would understand that your delight is in us and that you, picture that, just you singing over us, you comforting us, you caring for us. Father, I believe you have a word this morning, and I pray that you would speak it through the best of any kind of offer that I can give. Father, use my voice this morning to speak your words and not my own. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
As more, we'll continue in the parables. Man, I'm excited about this story. Honestly, I really am. One, I missed you guys last week. Jack did a great job. But, man, anytime I can't be with you, man, I miss it. I don't care. I was in Colorado last week, and it's a beautiful place. But, man, when I woke up on Sunday morning, something wasn't right about me not being here. I want to tell you that, the truth. Weather was beautiful, man. Didn't get over 70 degrees. Got down to 40s in the morning and at night. Felt that fresh air in your lungs. And no, I did not participate. I did not have any medical marijuana while I was there. I was asked that already, so I'll go and throw that out there. I did not have that. But man, my head was full of just the Lord, and that's what we went to do, man. It was great. And I want to tell you, I believe some of that's rooted in what I want to share with you this morning. And so we're going to continue in the parable. It's a parable of two sons, but I want to kind of set the stage of what Jesus is doing as this is going on. And so Jesus, in Matthew chapter 21, verse 23, it says these words. It says, when he entered the temple. And so Jesus was basically doing what we're gathered together. We don't have a physical temple, but we are the body of Christ. When we gather together, this is our church. People ask us often that, say, but where's your building? This is the building of people, right? This is the church. This is our church. People ask me, say, well, where's your church at? We meet on the street. That's us. This is us. All right? And so Jesus doing the same thing. It says, when he entered the temple, the chief priests and elders and the people came up to him as he was teaching. I want you to picture this in your mind. Jesus is doing much like I'm doing right now, teaching, trying to teach the word of his Father. And as he's doing this, it says the chief priests and elders, this means the church folk. The church folks came to him and stopped him while he was teaching. That was kind of a thing to do, right? God in the flesh is there teaching. And the ones that should have been sitting back and saying, amen, I feel you, come on. All of these things, it says that they interrupted him. So you can kind of get this picture. And they asked him, it says, by what authority are you doing these things? In other words, healing people, raising people from the dead, feeding people, making these loaves and fish multiply, all of these. What are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority? And Jesus answered them, I will also ask you a question. And if you tell me the answer, then I will tell you about what authority to do these things. Jesus sometimes answers a question with a question. It can be frustrating, but that's how he rolls. And he's the Son of God, so he can kind of do that if he wants to. Amen. Amen. All right, so that's kind of what these parables are about, answering a question with a question. He said, I'll ask you this one question, and if you can answer, I'll tell you by what authority I do these things. He says, the baptism of John, remember John the Baptist, his cousin, from where did it come from? From heaven or from man? And listen to what it says. And they discussed among themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say to us, then why did you not believe him? Right? And he says, but if we say from man, we are afraid of the crowd, for they also hold that John was a prophet. So I want to tell you what kind of snakes and weasels we're dealing with. We're dealing with the religious people who feel like they got it all together, and this is how they try to answer truth. They say, what's it going to look like? What's it going to play with the crowd if we answer this way or if we answer that way? They're not worried about truth. Listen, they're worried about looking their best and being right in the sight of man. And they said, if we answer it comes from heaven, Jesus is going to drop the mic and say, why didn't you believe him? Amen. If we answer, we believe that it came from man, then the crowd's going to destroy it. They didn't care about the truth. They were just wondering what people would think. And so here's what they answer Jesus. Typical answer. We don't know. So we're not going to answer either way because we know we'll be trapped. So we do not know. And he said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. So that's what Jesus is setting up. Jesus is in the middle of this teaching at the temple. The religious are asking him these questions, trying to stump him, trying to make a fool of him. And Jesus said, I'm not going to answer that. But as Jesus does a lot of times, he said, I will tell you a story. Here's the story he tells. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, son, go and work in the vineyard today. And he answered, I will not. But afterwards he changed his mind and went. And he went to the other son and said the same. And he answered, I go, sir, but he did not go. Jesus asked the question, which of the two did the will of his father? And they said the first. Jesus said to them, truly I say to you, listen to this, this is good news this morning, that the tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you. Now who's he talking to? He's talking to the religious. He's talking to the church. He's talking to the people that should have all the answers. And he's saying to this, the tax collectors who were the most hated people of the day and the whores. That's what he said. They're going into heaven before you. Can you imagine the pause and the look of like, wait a minute. I'm in my Saturday, Sunday best here, whatever your view is on that. I'm dressed up to go to church and I'm here and I claim to know God. And he's saying the tax collectors and prostitutes will get there before you guys do. Man, imagine the moment there. It says, he goes in talking about John again. He says, for John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and prostitutes believed him. And even when you saw it, you did not afterward change your mind and believe in him. Would y'all pray with me just a second? Father, we just trust that this is your word. I believe you have a reason for us being on this story today. And so, Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would speak, that you would take out distractions, anything that the enemy's trying to play with sound or otherwise. I pray, Father, that you would speak above and beyond those things. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And so as we think about these things, Jesus, as he was teaching, interrupted, asked these questions. He says, I'll answer your question with a question. And so as he goes into this, I want you to understand in this story, there's a couple of things I want to point out. He says, he uses this example, and this is what he's painting the picture of coming into his kingdom. He says, there was a father. Wasn't two fathers, wasn't three fathers. He says, how many? There was a father, one father. I want you to know this morning that no matter what walk of life you come from, there is but one father.
Amen.
You may not believe that this morning.
Yes, sir.
This is my brother in Christ's country. We look a little different. I'm trying to get dark like him, but I want you to know, we have the same father.
That's right.
That's my brother. We belong in the kingdom together. That's the same with you. If you go to the right father, there is but one father. Now there's the father of the enemy of lies, of this kingdom. We can live for him or we can live for the true father. That's it. That's the only choices. There is no middle ground. You say, I don't really believe in the devil. I'm not going to go with him, but I'm not quite ready to give my life to God yet. It's either one or the other. That's what he's saying here. There's one father. I want you to know this morning that there is one Father and He is a good Father.
Amen.
Because He's made a way for you. Listen, look at me this morning. Everybody look at me. I'm bald-headed, I'm overweight, I'm ugly. Listen, but I want you to hear me this morning. I want you to look at me. There is a Father that made a way for you to be His son or His daughter. And it's a way that you couldn't go on your own. There is no way you can go on your own. I'm telling you this with a heart filled full of love and compassion this morning. There is not but one way to the Father. And that's through the Son. He made a way for you. If you're going through this life and saying, man, I'm going to try to do as much good as I can, I'm going to try to just skate by and not be mean to people, none of that matters without the blood of Jesus Christ covering your life. I challenge you this morning, one Father and one way. He tells that, and He's a good Father. He loves you this morning. Then He goes in here and He says, there's two sons. I really believe it represents two kinds of people. In fact, I want to just kind of point out the first son, I want you to think about this, acted better than he spoke. Here's what he said. He said, I'll not go. There was a job for him to do. He said, I want you to go into the vineyard. I want you to work. He said, no, I will not. But then what does it say he did?
He went to work.
He went to work. He acted better than he spoke. And then the second kind, it says that he spoke better than he acted. Because here's what he did. He says, I'll go. And he waited for the father to turn his back, and it says he didn't go into the vineyard. I want to tell you, Jesus is talking about two very distinct people here. He's talking to the same crowd he's been talking to the whole time. He's talking to a group of tax collectors and prostitutes, and he's talking to a group of church people. And here's what he's saying about the tax collectors and prostitutes. They're acting better than they spoke. At first they denied me, but now they're all in. They understand the grace and mercy. They understand, listen to this, good news this morning, that they knelt down, a tax collector and a whore, and they stood up a son or daughter. Man. I want to tell you, that's good news this morning. No matter what you've done in your life, you can kneel down as that and stand up as a son and him say, man, listen to me. My son, my daughter, I'm so glad you're home. Just like the prodigal son that we read about, and that's who he's talking about. But then he gets to the religious and saying, oh, you talk a good game. You speak a good game. You told me you'd go into my vineyard. You told me you'd believe. But man, you're not doing anything. You're not working here. And he's talking about two different kind of sons. He talks about one that says, I won't go and does, and then one that says, I will go and does it. He compares these people in these different walks of life, and honestly, he comes to the tax collectors and the prostitutes, and then he looks at them and basically does this. He says, well done. The hated of the day, the prostitutes, the one that gave their body over to another man for money, and they said, well done. And they looked at the religious and saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? Man, it's two different kind of people. I asked this morning, maybe you could find yourself in one of the two this morning. I want you to know this morning that I believe when he looks at this and he looks at all of these people, I want you to know that there's good news this morning, because I believe this with all my heart, that there is a way that a tax collector, a prostitute, and a religious person can all come to the same Father and say, I'm here. Would you take me as your son or daughter? And the answer is always yes. Now listen, this morning right here, I want you to look. Tax collector may not define you. You may not work for the IRS this morning. I'm glad you don't. I don't like the IRS. You may not be a prostitute this morning. Maybe in the physical sense. Maybe you are in the spiritual sense. Maybe you've prostituted yourself over to every other kind of thing but God. You may not be religious this morning. You may say, man, I'm not in that group. I'm a murderer. I'm a rapist. I'm this. I'm that. I'm an addict. Fill in the blank. I don't care what the blank is. Listen to me this morning. You can bow the knee and stop being that and come up a son or daughter. I don't know about you, but that's a pretty good exchange. And it's available to all. That's it. Your identity can no longer be. You can say, man, I'm no longer a prostitute. I'm a daughter of the King of Kings. I tell you, if there's nothing that puts value in your life like that, know this, that the one that created this world and its existence can look at you and say, man, that is my son or daughter that I'm well pleased in. Come here and give me a hug. I've been waiting for you. That's what he's telling this story for. He's telling this story honestly, and he's saying, I want you to understand this. Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you, as he tells the church people. You see, it ain't about church attendance. It ain't about how dressed up they were. It's not about their walk of life. He's saying this. Really, it all comes to this, that when the Father calls you to go into the vineyard, because I want you to do this morning. Feel your pulse. Let's do it again. You got purpose. God's got you here for a reason that only you can fulfill. You may not believe me in that, but that's true. No, I know it. There's only one of you. Unless somebody's got a twin, that's a technicality. Anybody a twin? Then there's two of you. Triplet, there's three of you. But you're still different. God's got a purpose. He's got work for you to do. And so the call is this. Would you go into my vineyard? Would you come and be my son or be my daughter and work in my vineyard? There is a way. There's work to be done. Can I tell you what the two differences is this morning? Honestly, I just want to share this and I'll be done. It's not about what somebody is. It's not about being a tax collector, a prostitute, or a religious person. Here's the difference in all those scenarios, what Jesus was trying to tell the people. All the people that were dressed up and saying, man, I'm here with my Sunday best. I'm here ready to walk into the temple. I'm here with all these things. Here's what he was saying. It's never about religion. It's about relationship. See, the tax collector and the prostitute had relationship with the Father. The religious people did not. It was only lip service. They said, I'll go. But when the work was to be done, they were nowhere to be found. But who was found faithful in the story? A tax collector and a prostitute. That puts us in pretty good company, right? That no matter what we've done, no matter what we're doing, no matter what we will do, we can kneel and stand up and be called son or daughter. Man, that's good news. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
I just want to challenge you this morning. If you're not, if you say, man, that's not me, that's good for you, but not for me. Would you consider humbly bowing the knee today and saying, God, I want to be yours. I want to come to you. I want to be yours. Through the blood of Jesus, I want to be yours. It's available. It's free. No strings attached. I know in our world that sounds pretty unfamiliar, but no strings attached. You don't owe me any money. You don't have to sign up to be a part of a certain church. You don't have to do anything except say, God, here I am. Would you take me? He'll take you just like you are, no matter what you've done, what you're doing, or what you will do. And say, my son or daughter, I'm so glad you're home. That's it. Man, why would we not do that? That's a free gift. Take it today. Today, maybe you're saying, man, I find myself more with the religious. I'm trying to just play my way in. Stop playing games and forget about religion and go to that relationship. Just renew that today. Man, just say, man, I'm tired of all this other stuff. I'm coming back to Jesus. Try that today. I just want to pray for you. Thank you guys for listening this morning. God, we thank you for this day that you've given us. I thank you for just this word. Father, I thank you that when I examine my life and I see that I'm the whore, that I prostituted myself to all other kind of things this world has to offer at times. Father, I'm thankful that when I kneel down and stand up, you say, my son. You don't look at what I've done. You look at the blood of Jesus that covers me, and that's amazing. That's the true gift of the grace and gospel and mercy found at the cross. And we thank you for that. We thank you for dying a death that we couldn't do, living a life that we couldn't live. And Father, in all these things, we praise you for that, for making a way. Father, if there's one here that's religious this morning that says, man, I'm with the other side. I'm trying to do everything I can to please him. Would you just help them lay that religion down, lay that pride down and say, man, I'm going to kneel up. When I kneel, come up from kneeling, I'm going to stand up a son or daughter of the King. Father, in all these things, we know these truths and we've been walking away from you. Father, you're still there. You're not angry. You're not mad. You're not in heaven pissed off at us. You're wanting to say to a son or daughter, would you come on back to me? Come on back. I love you. I'm here. I hadn't gone anywhere. Father, I think back to the words of one of my friends I met on the street named Jennifer and just saying, maybe it just feels, it brings it to mind this morning that some would say, I used to know him, but man, I ain't heard his voice in a long, long time. Would you speak loud enough for him to hear it today? Bring him back to you and let him know you're not disappointed, that you're so proud of them, that they're the apple of your eye, the pinnacle of your creation, and that you love them and have given them a purpose that no one else in this life can fulfill. There's only one of each of us, and we love you for that. We thank you for the beauty that's in that gospel. Father, we love you. We pray and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I want everybody to look at me real quick.